2-hour delay got everything started this morning, and at Binford Elementary School over there on Second Street. Well, you know what? I'll stop guessing and ask my great friend Courtney Henderson, the principal over there. Well, did you get warmed up this morning eventually? How are you?
Good. How are you? Yes, we're warm and toasty here in the building here at Binford.
It's about time, right? That building wasn't built yesterday either. How do you guys do when it gets a little chilly?
It does really well. It's built in the 50s, but it's an oldie but a goodie. Keeps us warm and toasty.
It does. So on the 2-hour delay today, well, every school and every grade has their calendar for these shortened days. Did we have many of these last year, or did we? I don't know. I've got a middle schooler and an elementary schooler, and I can't remember. So I'm glad I have you, the expert, with me to help remind me of all this.
Yeah, I don't think we had any last year.
That's what my wife was saying, and I was like, I didn't remember either we had the e-learning day stay home or we were there, but not the delays that go with it.
Yeah, I think we had one e-learning day, and then we were here the rest of the time. So this is the first delay in a while, and it's always nice to get to the school building, even if it's a shortened day. So we're glad to be here today.
Who doesn't like the extra 2 hours of sleep? I mean, come on.
You can't beat that either.
Now, the last time I spoke with you, you had a different last name last year.
Yes.
The Nee Ladyman is now Henderson. Congratulations on your nuptials. How's married life?
Thank you. So far, so good. Yes, got married Memorial Day weekend, and it's been great so far.
Excellent. Well, that's congratulations. Congratulations on all of that. How many years at Binford for the folks just tuning in with us?
Well, this is my second year as principal, but it's actually my ninth year at Binford. I was the assistant for 7 years before that, and so I've been at Binford for almost a decade, which seems crazy, and love being here and feel fortunate to still be here.
Yeah, comfy, comfy, comfy. The Badgers, the home of, and Binford Elementary is, I always get these confused, so I'm going to go off the top of my head and say, you are K-2.
We're the 3-6.
See,
we're the older.
That's
okay. Rogers is K-2 across the street, and then they come over here to us, 3-6.
So you're all on the same campus, just split in half, and I've never gotten it right. Why was I going to start today? All right,
that's all right.
Who's your buddy over at Rogers?
Lisa Roberts.
They let you guys principal that close to each other, huh?
I know, if you can believe it. We have a good time. She's a good teammate, for sure.
Now, I have a lot of fun with Courtney Henderson, because we do have some fun here. But Binford, again, you're close enough to campus, close enough to the mall, close enough for kids to walk and everything else. You've got the best of all those worlds there. What's on tap for the spring semester here? I know we've just gotten started, but a little delay today at Martin Luther King Day. What's January and February? I know everybody's looking forward to spring break when it's cold, but we've got business to do before that, right?
That's right. Well, we actually we're off to the races, and this past Friday, we started our 2-week readathon that goes between Rogers and Binford. So students will try to read as many minutes as they can, and we're going to have some contests and some fun competition, and the PTO helps us with that, and it helps raise money for teacher supplies and classroom supplies, and so students can earn money based on how many minutes they read. So it's a good fundraiser that gets kids reading books but also helps our school out. So that's going on in these next couple weeks, and then on January 27th, which is a Saturday, we actually have a big robotics competition that's going to be here at Binford with several of our Binford robotics teams and several other teams from schools in the county. So we're looking forward to that as well. And it's always a really neat event that goes on here. If anybody has a chance to stop by, it's a really cool thing to see.
Oh, good. That's open to the public, so people can get involved with all of that. And reading and robotics, those are fantastic indoor events here.
That is true. Yes.
In the winter time. Courtney Henderson is my guest, the principal at, well, it says right there in the title, Binford Rogers, so Binford should be the older, should go first, right? You should, I should know that. Over 520 kids. Well, that's a lot going on. And as you mentioned, you get brand new third graders every year from right across the vestibule, and then you send your sixth graders on to the middle schools. It's an exciting time. How much of that is going on now, or does that happen later in the semester where you're getting ready to welcome the new class and pass along the sixth graders into middle school?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, if you can believe it, our middle school, our students, it's almost a 50-50 split between going to Jackson Creek and Tri-North. And so Jackson Creek and Tri-North will be coming within the next few weeks to talk to students about scheduling and what it looks like to go to seventh grade. And so that's definitely on the horizon. And then our second graders will come usually around April. They come and they'll eat lunch in the cafeteria and kind of take a tour of the building. And they start kind of coming over for some different events here at Binford to just get a little taste of the building and the layout and see some familiar faces. So on the first day, it's not a completely new place. So that'll all start happening this second semester. And, you know, the spring always flies by. So April will be here before we know it, and we'll have those little guys over here.
Bring them along. Not far to go. It's just another step. Another step on the journey. But that's always interesting because having it's a different school, but it's really not that different, is it?
No, yeah, it's a different building, but, you know, a lot of times students will have siblings over here, and we have, getting back to our PTO, it's one Rogers Binford PTO, so it's a lot of familiar families that are in both schools and helping in both schools, so we like to call it two schools and one spirit.
Oh, I like that. Very nice. Yeah. Now, is your parking lot finally done and everything done over there? I know that was fun for a while. You had all of that going on. It looks to be... What's the next big thing on your radar over there?
You know, that's a good question. The parking lot is done. I think we've got as good a system as we can for the busyness that's going on 2nd Street at at around 4 o'clock every day. So I think, you know, we're... it's somewhere down the in a few years. I think we may be getting a new playground that's on the horizon. But yeah, I think our big projects at the moment, we're kind of in a good spot, and the parking lot is working as smoothly as it can be, getting all the cars and buses in and out. And like you said, almost 900 kids between both schools. So
wow.
We try to keep things rolling smoothly, as smooth as possible around here.
That's a lot of people in that little bitty space over there.
It is.
On 2nd Street. Well, you've been in the big chair now. This is year number two. How important, I know you've been there, you said almost over a decade. You know all the ins and outs of it. How has your staff helped you make the transition to be the head honcho of Binford as principal?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I feel really fortunate and blessed to have the staff that we have here. And, you know, they make my job easier for sure. And they do, you know, they're here early and stay late, and they're here on the weekend, and they put in a lot of hard work, and it's a lot of it goes unnoticed. And so I try to do my best to let them know that I see everything they're doing that, sometimes, you know, they don't get the credit for, and, they've welcomed me and been supportive. And like I said, I feel really lucky to be here with a great staff and great families, and, they make my job easier, like I said. So it's a great place to be.
The Badgers of Binford Elementary School. Courtney Henderson is the principal over there, getting us caught up. Okay, now your PTO, you've mentioned it a couple times. I'm not sure we'll get back to you this semester, so I don't want to already jump to May or April, but carnivals and fundraisers and all that, there's got to be a bunch of stuff on your radar once we finally get out of these dog days of winter.
Yeah, well, actually, that was one of the things I was going to mention. Our carnival is February 23rd, so it's probably
early bird special.
Yeah, it's earlier rather than later. It's going to be more of an indoor carnival, but yeah, we're looking forward to that. Something, you know, sometimes there's not a whole bunch to do in the middle of February, and so we're hoping that that helps. Gives families something fun to do on a Friday night and a safe place to be. And so we've got our big carnival coming up here in just a little over a month or so. And And then,
that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because if everybody else has them in April, you've got to kind of pick and choose where you want to go or what you want to do. That when they zag, you zig. I like
that. That's kind of what we were thinking, yeah.
That's a great idea. Now, give me that date one more time so I can remind our listeners, because February feels like it's 100 years from now, but it's not. It'll be right.
Yeah,
right,
that would be great. It's Friday, February 23rd, and I believe it's 5:30 to 8 p.m.,
Perfect, and I'll send people to social media or to your website to make sure that is the case. You should have had it on leap year. That would have just confused the hell out of everybody.
That's a good point, yeah.
Well, that's fun that you guys have all these great opportunities coming up. Well, we got to get after it. We had Martin Luther King holiday yesterday, and then President's Day. Is that our next time to catch our breath?
That is the next time, I believe. The 19th. Yep, we've got the 3-day weekend on the President's Day weekend as well. So that'll be our next, like you said, time to catch our breath a little bit.
Excellent. Now, for 3rd to 6th graders, I have a 4th grader at Summit Elementary. What is the big, do we have big testing coming up in the springtime? Which grades do we have to be paying attention to for all of that?
Yeah, well, actually, at Binford, all of our students test. So our 3rd graders will take the iRead test right around spring break, which is a reading test that all 3rd graders in the state of Indiana take. And then all the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders will take the iLearn test, which used to be called the iStep test. Now it's called the iLearn. And that happens the last couple weeks of April. So we're still getting ready for testing season. And like I said, all of our kiddos here at Binford will test in some form or another before we leave for summer break. So that's on the horizon.
Yeah, just part of being a kid, right?
It is. It's part of it.
Some people will say it's a colossal waste of time. I might be one of them because you should be doing other things, but we've got to be beholden to those who dangle the money. Oh, that's a conversation for another day, isn't it? Hey, stay warm. Great to hear from you again. Congratulations on the nuptials and congratulations on keeping Binford one of the best. 900. I did not know there were that many in your two combined over there. Well, that'll keep you out of trouble, won't it?
Yeah, it keeps us busy.
Awesome. Well, Courtney, great to hear from you again. I know I'll see you. See you on the streets at some point, and stay warm and have a great rest of the it's called spring semester. I don't know where we're getting that from. Have a great rest of the second semester here in 2024.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.